Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the English edition of the Urban Art Kids podcast. My name is Astrid Bassler, and I'm the founder of Urban Art Kids Gallery here in Berlin. Today, my guest will be Luján Cordaro. She's an Argentinian artist which has been working with Urban Art Kids for more than 2 years. Today, we will talk with her about her new book project called Oso. In Spanish, it means in English beer. So the little beer is coming to a new place and he has to find friends and adapt to a new situation. So please join us on this conversation. Yes, hello everybody. Welcome back to a new session with Urban Art Kids podcast. Today I have Luján Cordaro with us here today. Such a pleasure to have you back with us, Lu. How are you doing?
Hi, Astrid. Hi, everyone. Always happy to be here.
Great. I was just looking up when we had our last chat on the with the podcast, and it was mid-April. I can't believe it that time passed by so fast.
I was just arriving. I was just back from my big trip. We were talking about the sabbatical and all the countries and everything. And it was funny because I was just thinking about that. And I was telling you about the new book. And then I left that book completely and went back to an old book and finished that one first. So yeah, since then, lots of things happened.
Yeah, what you've been up to?
Well, I took the time this Corona first month to revive an old book that I've written and illustrated a long time ago, like 3 years ago. And I kind of finished it, but I always thought it was a little bit long, so I was always like, And I worked on it again. I just edited, like removed some parts and edited some others. And I finally finished it and I thought, okay, it's time for it to see the world. So I started a Kickstarter campaign to publish it. So that took lots of days and nights.
Wow. Yeah, I could imagine. But it's a great way to support your own project or to finance it. It's I know it's a lot of work, I could imagine, in advance, but on the other hand, it's a beautiful project, and I think you already got a lot of positive response. I also obviously bought my little package. But can you tell us a little bit about what your book project is about?
Yeah, the story, first of all, it's about this bear that leaves the woods and moves to a big city. And yeah, it was basically a bear telling my story of migration here in Berlin. So he has all these problems. He doesn't know where to find friends, where to eat, what else? Yeah, he basically wants to meet the humans, like the people from the place, but he has all these troubles adapting, basically. And yeah, just like any immigrant that moves to a new place, I guess. And yeah, but of course there is a happy ending, so no worries. He finds friends. That's also the nice thing. The kind of the idea behind it is that kids or anyone in a new place that feel kind of lost, like the bear, see that there is like probabilities that things go right, that there is happy solutions, and also that through friends we start creating our own place whenever we are. So that's like the positive message behind it. And yeah.
And what can you tell us a situation where the also or the beer challenged some, struggled in some situation, and other situation where he was super happy?
It's always like this. He finds the first thing he does in the big city is to find a park, because of course when you come to the woods, what do you miss? Nature. So he goes there and sits and reads and just waits to meet the humans. And of course he's just there sitting alone, waiting. Nothing is gonna happen if you sit and wait, I guess. And he meets these other animals that are as lost as he is. And he asked them, but where should I meet the the humans, and they recommend things. So that's how it starts getting funny, because there is this moose that recommends, why don't you go to a restaurant that's full, always full of humans? And he goes there and you see him all alone sitting, because, I mean, the fact that you're surrounded by people doesn't mean that you automatically become friends.
No, not at all, especially in a restaurant in Germany where people don't really start talking with each other. In other places, it's easier. Like,
he's alone. He's completely alone looking at them. So that's one thing. And then there is this fox that comes running because he looks very athletic, very fit, and he's jogging in the park, and he comes, and again, they have this conversation, and he tells him, why don't you go to a gym that's also full of people? And you see that they are completely lost, trying to follow like an a Zumba class.
Yes, right. He's if you're in a Zumba class or a yoga class, right?
Yeah, that also. But he's trying to follow the people dancing, and he's also completely lost. And again, he ends up like in the locker room, sitting completely tired and like more confused than before. But yeah, at some point he meets his human friend, what he always wanted. Yeah, there is also a nice connection because he's always reading. He finds this book that is what makes him want to go to the city. That's the book is what opens to him this other world, because in the book he sees what humans do. So he wonders, I mean, how do they do this? And that's what makes him want to go to the city. And then when he's always sitting there reading his book in the city when he moves. And when he finally meets the human, is this little girl that is also reading a book. So it's like, that's their connection. When you see her reading, you're like, okay, that's a good match, I think. Like, they are going to understand each other.
Yeah, it always starts with the same interest. So that's nice.
Meets this little girl and she asks him, what have you been doing, or something like that, and he says, well, I always wanted to meet humans. And he doesn't even realize that he's talking to one, because he's so miserable in his own cloud of I will never meet the humans that he doesn't realize she is finally a human. And she's like, but wait, I am a human, I can teach you all these things. Like, that he's always wanted to do the things he saw in the book. So finally she teaches how to dance and how to, I don't remember what else. They ride a bike.
Oh.
So yeah, he finally learns all this human stuff. But right. That's a little bit of the... There is more, that's not the ending, so we didn't spoil so much.
Don't tell everything, so otherwise people won't buy the book. So talking about buying the book, how can they get the book?
Well, if you go to Kickstarter, you can just type OSO, that's the shortest way possible. O-S-O also means bear in Spanish, and that's the name of the character. And you will get my Kickstarter campaign. That's very easy. Otherwise, if you follow me, obviously, in Instagram, you see there also the link.
We will also put in the link in this podcast so people can, in the info text, so they can follow you.
They would think that in Kickstarter, there are not many projects called OSO. So
no, that's for sure.
It's very easy to find it. Yeah, and there you can see, well, the campaign, the description, the illustrations. Obviously, it's all watercolors, and there is some collage that I also enjoy a lot. And you can see there are different rewards. So if you get the book, you can get postcards or like thank you things, like a little notebook or even classes. Original artwork. There are like different categories, and depending on what you want to help with, there are different prices and different thank you rewards. So yeah, there you find everything.
And talking about classes, Luján is also giving wonderful watercolor classes right now with Urban Art Kids for kids. Well, so that's also what the book is about, right? It's a wonderful illustrated watercolor project. So, and you are the person really that is, it's your It's your passion. You can really see it. People, when people come into the store or to the gallery and they look at the illustrations, they love them.
Oh,
like the whale, and they love it. So, yeah. We enjoyed watercolor classes with you a lot.
Nice.
And do you have any other upcoming events? I know that you're also organize some events with other artists, like some get-together.
Yeah. Well, I do watercolor classes with you, obviously. I also do watercolor classes for adults in Friedrichshain. And I organize these events that are like Latin American artists meetings. That is also part of the migration process, trying to find colleagues and people that come from the same place than you do and have the same problems and are trying to find places where to teach or where to make exhibitions or whatever. So we are all kind of in the same process here. That's how it started. So I make these meetings every 3 months, more or less. And yeah, every Latin American artist that wants to join us is completely welcome. The last time, and this one is going to be online, obviously, because of Corona, because we are really a lot of people together. It's not so easy. Mm. But yeah, normally we just meet in a cafe and exchange tips. And yeah, like I said, like where to find this kind of material that I need to create this, or where to find an art studio, or these kind of things. We just all been there. So we just exchange information and advice, basically. So if you just arrived in Berlin, it's a cool place to find people and colleagues and tips. So yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. I also, you invited me once to this event. It was beautiful, really interesting people attending. As you said, some of them are already for many years in Berlin. Others just arrived and they were curious how artists, what they can do as an artist here in Berlin. So it's wonderful that you're organizing that. So the next one will be on the 11th of September online.
Yeah, okay.
We will also put in the link, so everybody who's interested is welcome to join. Talking about watercolor glasses for adults, I really, also looking forward to organize something like that with you, because we have also here in Charlottenburg a lot of parents which are bringing their kids to the classes saying, oh, I also want to do that. So
yeah,
we definitely have to set up something up like that as well here in Charlottenburg.
My glasses are always half like more like practice and step by step and building a little bit of knowledge. So we do some part together and more about the technique, like specific things about watercolors, which effects we can achieve and this and that. And then after that first part, we always have different designs and different topics for each class. So then we apply that in nature and plants and this and that. Or another class we do animals. Another class we do characters. So it's always a first part of technique and then a second part of applying that into something. So each class is new. It's nice. It's very flexible. You can just join. Mm-hmm. And we always start from zero. So it's totally fine for beginners. It's nice. I've been doing that also for a long time. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, great. And we also still have in September two more workshops with kids going on Saturdays, the 12th and the 19th of September in the afternoon. So if anybody wants to join with their kids, well, only the kids can join.
Yeah.
From 6 years on until about 10 years. Please contact us. We still have like one or two seats available. And yeah, so Lou, thank you so much for this, joining with us and telling us about your new project.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
We wish you good luck with the OSO project. We're looking forward. The deadline for the Kickstarter is 23rd of September. So please, everybody, support this beautiful watercolor project with Lou and buy packages. Also have to think about Christmas in advance, so you never know, or upcoming birthdays for kids. It's a good chance.
Thank you so much, Astrid.
Have a wonderful day. Bye, Lou.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast today. And as you know, if you liked it, we're always happy about some nice comments and if you share this podcast with your friends. Besides this, also check out our website. We have a lot of events coming up for autumn, especially our watercolor class for adults starting the 17th of September together with Lou. So it would be great to see you around the gallery space soon. Have a wonderful day and stay creative. Bye.